The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Today, we're going to be talking with renowned water artist Gail Gelbert as she takes us deep into her bold new show in the Berkshires called The Spiritual Essence of Water. We're going to be breaking through the surface to challenge how we connect with our planet's lifeblood here and around the world. Dive in with us at And So It Flows. I'm Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, bringing rock and roll water culture from 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and all around via podcast to our big, blue, wet, and wonderful planet.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Welcome back to the wave of And So It Flows. I'm your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. We're diving deep into the music that keeps our spirit vibing with the H2O. Today's water tracks start right now with Miley Cyrus with Bottom of the Ocean.
Been in the past for a while. I get a flash and I smile. Am I crazy? Still miss you, baby. It was real, it was right, but it burned too hot to survive. All that's left is all these ashes. Where does the love go? Could I be losing you forever after all the time we spent together? I had to know why I had to lose you. Now you just become like everything I'll never find again. At the bottom of the ocean.
Thank you.
Yo, welcome back to And So It Flows. I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. We got some water news coming your way right now, and this is from the Berkshire Edge. I don't know if your local papers are doing a great job at covering water issues, but hands out, hands up, thumbs up to our friends at the Berkshire Edge. This story is quite important. In Lee, in the township of Lee, a Woodland Road resident demands action and compensation over a nearby PCB waste site. The select board advocates using settlement funds to aid those impacted once the effects of the Housatonic Rest of River remediation process are known. This was written by Leslie Baseman. After two successful careers in the paper mill and roofing industry, Woodland Road resident Jim Castanero retired a while ago, but he never expected to spend his golden years fighting the construction of a nearby waste, toxic waste repository, also called an upland disposal facility, with its new main entrance just over the hill from his house. The structure will be situated about 1,000 feet past his property and 2,000 feet from its center. "It's on my mind all the time," Castanero told the Berkshire Edge of the project. His two adult children also live in a house he has owned for 42 years, with another daughter and granddaughter residing next door. "My whole family's here on Woodland Road. I'm here to protect them. For Castanero, moving is not a likely option, especially since he grew up just down the road. I like where I live," he said. "We're at the bottom of October Mountain, the most beautiful mountain in the state. I believe now it's totally destroyed with this dump out here." Following decades of depositing the now banned polychlorinated biphenols, also known as PCBs, into the Housatonic River from its Pittsfield Electrical Transformer Manufacturing Plant, General Electric Company, also known as GE, was named in a 2020 settlement agreement along with the then representatives of five Berkshire towns, Great Barrington, Lee, Lenox, Sheffield, and Stockbridge, as well as GE and the Environmental Protection Agency. The measure provided that those communities would receive a total of $62 million from GE in exchange for not appealing the terms of the order. Out of that settlement, Lee and Lennox both received $25 million, with the Upland Disposable Facility, also known as a UDF, a dump for most people, to be constructed in Lee to house the less toxic materials dredged from the waterway, while materials with higher concentrations of PCBs are sent to an existing facility out of the area. The remaining towns receive $1.5 million from the settlement funds each. This is something else. A little bit more on this, and then you can go look for the article itself from the Berkshire Edge. During the Lee Select Board's August 18th meeting, Castanero addressed the dais regarding their actions to use those funds to financially compensate his neighborhood for their potential property loss and negative health impacts stemming from the area's proximity to the dump. He also wanted to know what the town's plans are to keep the community safe. "We don't know what we're getting or going to need here yet. We may need air handler systems. We may not be able to live here with the smell." Castanero told the Berkshire Edge, "I wanted to put the selectmen's head that the $25 million they got for the UDF should stay for that, and it shouldn't be spent on anything else." And check out that article. Go to the Berkshire Edge and search out for any current PCB stories. You should check this out in your own neighborhood, because there are PCBs around the country given to us by Monsanto, General Electric, and, of course, the parent company of Monsanto, Bayer. So check it out in your neighborhood. Make sure you come together to take care of the thing that you need, which is your health and your life and your water and your neighborhoods. Check it out. And thanks again for joining And So It Flows. Got a little bit more coming your way. Stay tuned. Share us, like us, subscribe us, and go and share with water-loving friends. Appreciate who you are. And thanks again.
Totally rock, Squirt!
So give me some fin. Noggin.
Dude.
Oh, intro. Jellyman, offspring. Offspring, Jellyman.
Jelly? Sweet.
Totally.
And So It Flows on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittfield Community Radio, where water gets loud, water music, water culture, comedy, poetry, deep water conversations. I'm Leslie Gabriel, your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. Find us on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast Republic, and anywhere you get your podcast. We've got some more music coming your way. Super psyched to be with you. And stay tuned. Love your H2O.
Bardstown, Kentucky, in the middle of the 20s, somewhere between heaven and hell. Great granddaddy was a deacon, but he struggled breaking even till he started running bottles out the Bible Belt. Some called him a sinner, only knew him for his sins. Some called him a saint because they knew where that cash went. They say you can buy salvation. That ain't how it works. But if you ask that congregation Sunday morning in a brand new church, they'd say bless the man with the still in the holler, turning corn into shine, shine into dollars, and with Rockefeller, you can judge him, but he did some good. Using outlaw cash for pews and stained glass, like a righteous redneck Robin Hood. They say you can buy salvation. That ain't how it works. But if you ask that congregation Sunday morning in a brand new church, they say bless the man with the still in the holler, turning corn into shine, shine into dollars, and
a billion.
Leslie, your H2O ambassador here with And So It Flows. Super psyched now to be with renowned water artist Gail Gelbert. She's going to be taking us deep into her bold, powerful new show in the Berkshires called The Spiritual Essence of Water. We're going to sit down. We're going to break through the surface to challenge how we connect with our planet's lifeblood. So cool to have you. Thanks so much, Gail, for being with us. And super psyched to have you. Why don't we go ahead and share a little bit about what you're up to?
Hey, Gail.
Hey.
Leslie. To get you into the vertical here. Tell me a little bit about this waterfall statue. What is it called?
It's called Cascade. And I always try to find ways to show that we are the water. So that here we are. The water is running. It's coming from her. But it's her face and it becomes her body. Because we are the water. And this way we become one. And this water just keeps flowing through her as a water fountain.
That's amazing. And this is part of a show you're doing, The Spiritual Essence of Water, here in downtown Pittsfield. It started August 6th and it's going till August 31st at the Sanctum Gallery at 148 North. Yeah, so why is that important?
Well, I think Sanctum Gallery is part of a space called Healing Hearts. And it's all about healing, which we all need. And water is one of the most powerful healing tools. Water can carve a mountain, or it can turn into ice. It can be gas, as we see throughout my exhibition. So what we have to realize that we need to protect it, that this is our most precious thing. And by creating art is a way to explore the magnificence, the beauty, and the power of the water. So here, this trickling sound of water is mesmerizing. So if ever you feel tense and uptight, you just sit back and listen to that life-giving energy called water.
Yeah, let's listen really quick. That's really cool. Let's go on to the rest of this great interview. So we're at your next piece here, or pieces. So this is called...
These are three individual parts of my dragon series. And these are the dragons, Jilong, and they're Chinese dragons. And the myth is that the Chinese dragons rise from the river to protect the waterways. So they're standing here on top of the waterways, and they assume human form when they rise up from the water. So they're assuming human form and supposed to protect the rivers, but they don't have arms. How are you going to protect the river without arms? That's because it's so difficult, and they need us. So there's one empty seat here for you to sit, because you have to come and protect the water.
So that's you, the big you, or you or me, or...
Anyone.
Okay, so I'll do this.
The everyman.
So I'll sit.
You can sit.
Sit with the dragons.
You can sit with the dragons, be the dragon, and protect the rivers, which ideally is flowing all the way from...
Does it help because I'm Hungarian and I could really be a dragon because we had dragons? Whoa. Okay, so that's amazing. Wow.
And each of these is... The waterfall is printed on fabric and then molded onto forms. And then I paint on top of them with encaustic paint and sometimes gold leaf, so they have textures. You can touch them, and you can feel all the textures of water running down their body.
And you have a few other images on the wall. Let's go to that, and then also the, I want to sit down on a couch, which is over to my right, and be able to discuss, like, what's your method? What are you trying to say? All that stuff. And that's great. So this piece is called, what's this next piece?
So I'm trying to get the light box to go off. This is called The Roar of the Falls. So it's on a light box.
The Roar of the Falls.
Right. So, and this is actually the waterfall behind my house. And, of course, it inspires, it doesn't always look like this, but when we have, after, you know, winter, a snowy winter, and the spring, and lots of rain. So when we look at the waterfall, you can see I've added gold paint. I paint on top of the image of the waterfall. And so it looks beautiful, but when the light goes on, we can see all the dirt and pollution in the water.
What dirt? What pollution? I don't know. Does any of that, are you making that up?
No, the idea is that when you look closely at our waterways,
let's look a little closer.
Realize,
wow, okay.
What we are doing to these beautiful, majestic waterways that we're putting.
Are you saying pollution happens?
Yes.
Oh my God. I think you have found something that wants to be worked on.
And that's why the dragons have to try to protect us against all this pollution. That I live by this beautiful waterfall, and sometimes I find all kinds of weird things coming down my river.
Let's go back to the dragons here. Come on, dragons, help us with your fire dragon magic.
To get rid of that pollution. So, because they're good dragons.
They're good dragons.
And we find bottles and cans and garbage in the waterfall. And I've done some pieces where I actually show the garbage, but then I thought maybe that's too obvious, just the dirt.
That's pretty amazing. That's really amazing. Yeah, so thanks for explaining a couple of your pieces. Let's have a sit down and be able to kind of go into who you are, what inspires you around this water and art thing, and why you think it's so important for a city like Pittsfield and the Northeast in general that may have seen some of that gold brown paint that you just were showing. And we'll talk about that in a second. So we're back with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm here at an art show in Pittsfield with this extraordinary natural artist who cares about nature, Gail Gelbert. And Gail, You're in Otis, so you've been living there for about 30-ish years?
Yeah, 35 years.
Wow, okay. For those of you who are not from this region, in the Berkshires, Otis is known as a hill town, which in my worldview is more hill and less town, but it's still
exactly
a hill town.
Exactly the way you would put it. It's a hill town. It's lots of water, lakes, the Otis Reservoir, which is the second largest body of water in Massachusetts.
Wow.
And lots of forests and trees and things like that. And yes, very little town.
Yeah, yeah. So great. So what got you inspired? Again, the name of the show is?
The Spiritual Essence of Water.
Spiritual Essence of Water. Okay. And it's here in Pittsfield. And, you know, hopefully you take it traveling other areas. You've been doing you've been creating art. Has it always been nature-based? Has it always been around water? Or is this one of the different areas you discover?
I was making art for as long as I can remember as a child. But then I went on to grad school and I got a PhD in art history.
Nice.
And my PhD was Eastern philosophy and contemporary art. So my dissertation was the influence of Eastern philosophy on contemporary art. And I did several exhibitions and books related to that, which all relates to nature, because in Eastern philosophy,
there's
nature,
huge.
Yes, it's a major part.
I thank God for people like Genghis Khan, because, you know, my family from Budapest, that Genghis Khan's final chapter was around there, could make it much further west.
Well, and they went, you know.
But they loved water. They had steam rooms. We're talking at, you know, 1200 and before AD. For thousands of years, they were working with water.
And the Taoists, which goes back to 5th century BCE, the Taoist Lao Tzu, everything he wrote about is that we could understand human nature better by understanding nature, the water, the trees. All the trees are connected. They don't block each other. No matter their species, they share their minerals and their fungus helps them. Waterways are all connected. We're all connected. And there's a wonderful tale, which, since this is about water, like
let's do a water tale.
So a drop of water comes down from the sky and it falls into a little pond. It sits there in the pond listening for a little while, And then suddenly the pond starts moving. Maybe there's rain, and it moves towards a stream. The stream becomes a river. And some of its buddies don't want to be leaving the security of the pond, so they hang out by a rock. But you know what? If you hang out by a rock and you're not willing to move and change, you die.
Yeah, you die or you get pushed away or something.
Yeah. You have no energy and no excitement, no life.
The flow is what provides
exactly.
The life.
Flow.
Life force, yeah.
So then that goes to the waterfall. The waterfall, they go plummeting off. This little tiny drop of water goes plummeting off the waterfall, goes back into a river, eventually goes out to the ocean, and now it's with the world of water. And of course, it could go to other countries, other places, it could go all over. And eventually, at some point, it may get re-evaporated into the clouds until it's reborn again as another drop of water.
Wow.
And it's that cycle of life in that one drop of water.
In that one drop of water. So those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, the only rock and roll water show anywhere on the planet, based in Pittsfield, Mass, on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, all over the socials. Check out your podcast, subscribe, share, and share it with all your water-loving friends. And, you know, so we're in Pittsfield.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Water is a real conversation. Your artwork, you look into pollution, you look into the aspects of protecting water. This area has had seen some of the most important water history in the last 100 years. Let's start with the village of Housatonic. They don't have access to water from their own faucets in one of the best towns in America as part of Great Barrington, which was voted the best town in America by Smithsonian Magazine, number one on a chart of 20.
And yet they didn't look at the fact that this part of Great Barrington doesn't have clean water.
Yeah, it's not only that, not the fact, not that they're wrong, but if we're going to be number one, maybe we want to do the work. And there are other issues. You said there's an issue in Otis.
Yes, in Otis, there was a problem where there was a gas station in the center of town, which was with a general store, and it was leaking, and it's polluted the water in the town. And I think this is like maybe 15 years ago, and the town didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, the and action
the town,
is missing.
Downtown, the water is still polluted. There's a person who originally owned the general store, the daughter of the person that originally owned it, who's actually now trying to get grants from the government to clean up the water there so she can maybe reopen the general store, but also to fix the water. But how the town just let it go for 15 years? And the same thing, Housatonic. And it's interesting how it's the town of Housatonic, because then we could talk about the Housatonic River.
Yeah, that's a whole other game. You know, let's get into that briefly. But you had General Electric working with Monsanto, which is now owned by Bayer, which, what a birds of a feather type of company trio, that actually is being sued by the town of Lee, Massachusetts, for possibly putting a PCB dump. Not yet, as no large woman has sung. It's not a done deal. But there's a lawsuit to stop a PCB dump, which were dumped in the Housatonic River. And your art show, while not specifically geared to that, is part of the, you know, coming awake process.
Well, I'm an avid kayaker, so I love anything to do with the water. I love the waterfalls, I love the kayaking. And I went to go kayaking in the Housatonic River, and this was after they supposedly had cleaned some of it up. It was disgusting. There were these clumps of, I don't know what it was, I assume it's mud, PCBs, whatever. You really would not want to put your foot in that water.
Well, part of it is the creativity that you bring here to your show. But there was a creative person as well in 1985 who found a locally occurring microbe that eats PCBs and makes them go inert. She worked for GE Labs. She was able to find that. And then Jack Welch, the new CEO of General Electric in 1990, shut it down. So we've been sitting on a solution for 41 years. And maybe your show, well, not directly pointed at, hey, you're bad and wrong, but hey, maybe there's some awakeness to come from this where we could then have a new relationship to that wet stuff.
The reality is that we should all appreciate not just the beauty of water, because it is the most incredible element on Earth. It's something that we all need, and where they might talk about oil as black gold, but water is the thing that sustains us. Without it, everything dies.
Yeah.
So I want to bring attention to the beauty of water through my art, but also the need for the water, why we need it, how we need it, how we need to save it, how we need to protect it. And people, in a subtle way, because I find if you bang people on the head with a hammer, they don't necessarily listen. But if they look at something and goes, oh, this is magnificent, and why can't I see this? Why can't I use this? This is, well, it's beautiful to look at, and yet you can't touch it, you can't go in it. I have this one image of the Housatonic River that you'll show afterwards, and it's absolutely magnificent and beautiful, and yet, as I just said, you can't go kayaking in it, you can't go swimming
in
it.
There's an economic aspect of that. There's all these jobs that could be coming from cleanup, could be coming from having river rafting companies bring people down a long stretch, a couple hundred mile stretch of Housatonic River all the way to the Long Island Sound. It's a look, don't touch river at the current moment. It's very beautiful, and you may not want to eat the fish. So,
well, you can't eat any of the freshwater fish.
Lots of them.
I go kayaking, and there's signs all over you not to eat the freshwater fish.
Yeah, around Western Mass, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So bringing that attention here is great. Let's go around and take a look at a few more pieces. And then, you know, why don't you share like a final thing after we're done with that, of like what you want people to take with them from your show.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I hope they all come to Pittsfield. Unfortunately, Pittsfield has gotten a bad reputation, but it's being revitalized. There's galleries like this. There's new restaurants opening. There's Barrington Stage. It's the city of the Berkshires.
It is. And there has, you know, we could have that conversation here since we're talking about water. It's the source of, I think, if we pay attention to this, it's like dealing with the thing that needs to be dealt with. Yeah. Like if we don't have access to, you know, tires on our car. Oh, look at that. I wasn't paying. It's not on film.
So this is the one of the Housatonic River.
Okay, great. Let's get that over here. Why don't you go through the next couple?
So I was driving by Lenoxdale, and there's this little bridge that crosses over the Housatonic River. And
hey, before we even do that, what is this thing right below? Is that like a person stuck in a plastic bag?
No, she's Undine. She's rising up from the water.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
So she's made of pieces of photographic fabric, and she rises up from the water. And you can see the gold on her is, again, the precious.
It's not like she was in the water and all of a sudden there was this plastic bag.
No, she's rising up from the water.
Okay, cool. So what are...
I was driving by in Lenoxdale, and I go, my husband, stop the car. I jump out because the fog was just lifting, and you see how beautiful this river is. And then it was reflecting in the water, and if you look closely or if you come and see it, you'll see all the branches and all of that. And yet I have over here a lot of texture, because that's what the river looks like. It almost looks like you could walk on it.
Yeah. Now, just to be real, a lot of this won't be seen on the broadcast because it's a radio show, we have other social media where the imagery comes out. They'll have to come and see it. Sanctum Gallery, the address here is what?
148 North Street.
148 North Street, Pittsfield, Mass. So let's go to the next image here. You have this. Okay, so there's a whole series of items right down here. Hold on one second. So we're standing by another piece here. You may not see it on the radio, but what is the name of this piece?
So this piece is called Dantian.
Dantian.
And those of you that may not know Eastern philosophy and stuff, Dantian is sometimes called Jahara.
It's Jahara?
Yorhara.
Yorhara.
Hara is a Japanese term for Dantian.
Okay, it's not Uhuru from Star Trek. It's Jahara.
No, it's just the word Hara.
Hara.
H-A-R-A.
H-A-R-A.
And I have the waterfall coming down, and it pools in two fingers. If you all put your fingers, two fingers below your belly button, that's your source of your chi, of your energy.
Wow.
So here all the waterfall comes down, and it pools together in for Dantian, the source of energy.
Yeah.
So that's everyone's source of energy, because we are also water. She's sitting in a yoga position, and in one hand, she's holding the water, and in the other hand, she lets it go.
Yeah, wow. Wow, so, that's pretty amazing.
So it's a balance. It's like life. We have to find a balance.
Yeah.
And some things we have to hold on to, and some things we have to let go. So she is very important in terms of finding our balance.
There's so many great pieces of wisdom that come from water. And that's one of the reasons that And So It Flows exists. It's culture. The culture of water brings a whole new realization of literally being alive on this planet and life itself. You really get to see the different levels of life by your relationship to water.
And there's so many things beyond that in water, which I don't touch, but other artists do, about all the things that live inside the water. But we live because of the water.
Nice.
Without it, we don't exist. And the other two pieces that I was showing you.
Let's go over here. Let's see if we could get to that. Okay. This big, tall one.
This one is called Tears of the Falls. And she's hanging there. She's very long. And her tears from her face are what creates the waterfalls.
Wow. Okay.
And let me get over here. Sister piece on the other side there.
Wait, let's go here. Okay, so here's another long piece. This looks as interesting as well. What is this one called?
This is called Save Us.
Save Us, S-E-V-A?
S-A-V-E.
S-A-V-E, Save
Us. So she's got her hand against her face and the water is flowing and she also has some dirt and black in the water and she's calling out to save us. She's this long waterfall and sometimes I have it so the bottom is on the floor and it goes out to the river. So all of the idea is that all of the art pieces are connected, whether it's a river, it's a waterfall, we're all connected because every drop of water throughout the world is connected.
Yeah, and again, to go back, in Pittsfield, there's a legacy around the water in Berkshire County, in nearby counties in New York State, in Vermont, in other areas of the Northeast. I could probably name a half a dozen or more that have been impacted by different types of pollution, mostly corporate, mostly underhanded.
Well, and people's just disrespect for it.
Yeah. Well, it's even like we don't even know that we don't know. It's like a blind spot.
If you don't know what you don't know, then you don't know.
Exactly. It's like a completely blind spot. That's not the same for many cultures around the world. And then your show is about that. Again, the name of the show is?
The Spiritual Essence of Water.
Spiritual Essence of Water. I'm Leslie, your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water with So It Flows. And you've been an artist now for...
Well, I've been an artist all my life. But I have to say, 35 years ago, when I moved to Otis, I bought a 1750 water mill. And there's like three waterfalls, one of them that runs under my house. And I set up my tripod and just watch it all the time or sit on the deck and listen to the water. And that's when all of my artwork became about water.
That's really cool. So your relationship to water brought this show together. Do you have this show going anywhere else yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
If anyone, let me know.
there might be something coming up for in between World Water Day and Earth Day for 2027. So stay active.
Yeah, and then
on top of that, what is it that you want people to, like, if you had... A 2-minute elevator conversation. You're in an elevator, not stuck with anyone, but you're in an elevator and there's someone you know who has extraordinary ability to make a difference in this area. What would you share about your work?
Well, I would say go to water, put your hands in it, let it run through your fingers, respect and feel what it is. And then when you see my artwork, it means so much more because it's the water put into a form that people can remember and remind them of the importance of water and the beauty and magnificence of water, the power of water. It can carve a mountain. It can turn to ice. It can do so much. It can save people from hunger and thirst and starvation. It can do so much for us if we would just take care of it.
Yeah, health and well-being, the whole game, mental health even, to have this ability to be with the stressors of the world because there are stressors. And that's really one of the most powerful things I see around water. Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Thank you for sharing what your vision is for water, your vision is for the art world, and appreciate the time you took to share about that with our water-loving listeners and viewers around the world. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. H2O. We're back with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm here with Gail Gelbart and G-E-L-B-U-R-D. Famous artists, worked with people like Al Gore, pretty cool. Here's the thing, what is, you know, before we go, how many people were here for the opening of the show?
Okay, the opening was like 200 people. I was so thrilled that so many people care, that so many people came to Pittsfield, that
wow.
So many people wanted to be a part of it.
Part of the solution.
And it was great.
Yeah, there's a joke, pretty dry joke, if you're not part of the precipitate, you're part of the solution.
If you're not part of the problem, you're part of it. Exactly. So this piece is actually a waterfall from South Africa. I have waterfalls in the show from Iceland. And there was a figure sitting there And I always photograph it on a fabric and then figure out what to do. So I wanted to carve a shape for it. So what I carved it with, and just to show you how light it is, those of you that can see it, it's styrofoam.
That's what I love about art artists. They take things of the technological waste line and they make something of it so it could be used for education or for going deep on.
So the styrofoam,
like water,
is one of those horrors that pollutes our water and kills the fish and the animals, and it lasts forever. But I said, oh, I can carve that. I can make it a basic structure. So I want to reach out to everyone. If you have styrofoam, please drop it off at the Sanctum Gallery. Not the little pebbles, because those are I can't use. But any kind of, especially larger pieces of styrofoam, you're saving the waterways by recycling it into an art piece. And then if it lasts forever, that's wonderful, because it'll be on someone's wall, hopefully somewhere.
Wow, that's pretty great. So you're taking something out of the stream of the waste, making it into something that people could, what I call, vibe on water.
And value the
and art. Value it.
Value art.
Yeah, you call it finding solitude. And yeah, so if you have any extra styrofoam, bring it down to the Sanctum Gallery if you're passing through the Berkshires. Or if you happen to have an art gallery at home and you have an artist who's working on trying to use stuff from the waste stream to take it out of the waste stream and make it into art, just thanks again. 200 people you had here. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and we've had lots of people coming in different days and on the weekends especially coming to see the show.
Yeah.
It was Channel 10 out of Albany did something, CTSB did something, so
yeah.
People care. And that's
they do, they do. That's really great.
If I can get people to care, then I've done something valuable with my life.
Yeah, totally. And if it's about the source of life itself,
right.
Even water. Better. Yeah. Even better. So again, thanks for joining on So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your super waterman, Leslie Gabriel, ambassador for water, here with Gail Gelbert. Again, thank you. Awesome art, awesome vision, and thanks for doing this work.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Peace out.
sitting up, I get up high. Just waiting for me to die.
Imagine the Chattahoochee River, meandering minor Mississippi with the same amount of mud. The stretch that borders Fort Benning in Georgia is bound by black willow, cypress, cottonwood, pawpaw, kudzu, beaver, heron, cottonmouth, chiggers, and cicada heat. I was there when the Rangers loaded the C-130 for night jump training. I was there when the plane took off and flew a 5-mile circle before approaching the drop zone map of the earth. I was there when they stood up, hooked up to the static line, and waited on the green light. I was there when the last 7 were rushed by their first sergeant out the door and into the night after the jump window had passed. The first sergeant followed on the heels of the last Ranger. The last 7 dropped silently, except for the soft whip billow of their parachutes, into the tangle of undergrowth at the tree line, into the riverside trees, into the night black Chattahoochee. All but the first sergeant were found alive, and when Taps was played for the fallen Ranger, the river did not weep.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.